ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम भद्रं कन्ने विष्णुयाम देवा भद्रं पश्ये माक्षभर्यजत्रा स्थिरैरंगैः सुष्टुभागं सस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्ठनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। When we analyze how our physical system functions, we can understand just a simple analysis of our own life. Analyzing by our own life, the function of our own physical system, you can easily arrive at the conclusion how important it is for us to be blessed with Pranashakti. So naturally, even though generally we say it is the mind, departure of the mind, is actually alone, departure of mind is actually departure of the entire Sushma Sharira. But mind being, but departure of the mind also, you make it only in keeping the presence or absence of the prana. When the mind departs, prana departs, and the prana departs, all the sense powers along with the mind depart. The departure of the sukshma is the death of the physical body. So immediately the physical body becomes lifeless. All the physical organs, they may be useful, still they are healthy. That's why the transplantation also is possible. You can, if all the organs are in good condition, the parabdha is over, so the sukshma has departed, then all the organs are in good condition, you can remove what all can be removed, you can remove and give it to other person. Kidneys or lungs or heart, and then eyes, whatever is removable, you can remove. Whatever is in good condition, still which can be used, they can be removed. So transplantation also is possible. But still, without, you can't bring in another sukshma sharira into the body. The physical organs can be removed and fixed in some other body. It can be made functional. Because where the sukshma is present, there these can be fixed and they can be functional. But you can't bring in another sukshma into the physical body unless yogi, there's no way. Therefore, generally, so the very departure of the sukshma itself determines what? The lifelessness of the body being alive. So from, is it, not only that, we understand how the presence of prana is so important even for all other subtle powers which are part of the sukshma shariram, are dependent on the prana for them to be functional, to be what they are. So for this fact, when you understand and extend it to the total macrocosm, cosmic universe also, you can easily understand there is corresponding samashti pranaha, there is corresponding totality of prana, which is samashti pranaha, samashti sukshma shariram. Samashti sukshma shariram means there is no sukshma shariram, samashti or vyashti without the chaitanyam. Therefore always we say what? There is never a time, nothing is here, or with which anything is here without the chaitanyam. So in the chaitanyam everything is there. That's why you always say samashti sukshma sharira upahitam chaitanyam is what we say, Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha stands for all the powers, totality of all the powers. Therefore it's omnipotence, the omnipotent Lord, we say. Therefore, the samashti, when you look at the samashti prana, as the Hiranyagarbha in the samashti prana, you can see how samashti prana is in the form of everything. That is made very clear, that was made very clear in the morning itself. So we are seeing, is the stuti, the prana stutihi or prana stavaha, not only the stavaha, there is also the beautiful prayer at the end of this stuti. We have two or three verses wherein prayer is expressed. So when a worship and prayer, they come together. When a stuti is done, it is worship, isn't it? When there is exclusively the prayer also is there here. So together, the stuti involves the, along with the glory, there is also prayer here. So we saw in the morning, the first mantra, isn't it? The fifth mantra we saw. I said eight mantras, the glories of the samashti prana, the Hiranyagarbha and samashti prana is presented here in these eight mantras. So we saw the first mantra, I think. I haven't got the mantra books anyway. Eshaha agnihi tapati, esha suryaha, esha parjanyaha, maghavanesha vayuho, esha prithivi. See, because of the sandhi rule that Visarga got dropped. So when you want to strictly understand, you have to say Eshaha Agnihi Tapati, Eshaha Suryaha, Eshaha Parjanyaha, Eshaha Magavan, Eshaha Vayuhu. You all know definitely, I don't need to explain. Eshaha, third person singular pronoun, masculine pronoun, this. Eshaha means what? Eshaha, it is this prana. Which prana? It is Hiranyagarbha, Indivama Samashti Pranaha alone. He is in the form of all these things here. Which means the Shakti, the power behind all these phenomena, nothing but Samashti Prana only. See, whatever power is expressed through the earth or Vayu, Parjanyaha, all of them are what? Actually, Samashti Prana, Shakti only. Esha Prithivi, Rayid Devaha, Sadasachamrutam Chayate. So here, Sat, Asat, Cha, Amrutam. As with this morning, I said that also. The word Sat and Asat, be very careful in keeping in the context, you have to take the meaning. Sometimes it means real and unreal, sometimes it means real and mithya, sometimes it means objects with the form and formless objects. The hunter means subtle and gross. So everything is Hiranyagarbha. This we finished in the morning. We have to go to the next one. The next one. See, the next, what is the glory, specifically what is that particular glory specifically mentioned in this sixth mantra, if you see. Sarva Ashrayatvam. Sarva Ashrayatvam. You can write it actually. Sarva Ashrayatvam. The sixth mantra. Sarva Ashrayatvam. What does the word Sarva Ashrayatvam means? Ashrayatvam. The prana, samashti, Hiranyagarbha, in the form of samashti prana, enjoys the status of being an abode of, locus of, substratum of everything here. Sarva Ashrayatvam. Everything, the repository of all the shaktis, all the powers. Prana enjoying the status of being the repository of all the prana, all the powers, is mentioned here in this particular mantra again. So Pranasya Sarva Ashrayatvam. Pranasya சர்வ ஆசிரயத்துவம், பிராணஸ்ய சர்வ ஆசிரயத்துவம். சி பிராணா சர்வ ஆசிரய மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிராண இஸ் தி ரெஃப்யூஜ், பிராண இஸ் தி சோர்ஸ், பிராண இஸ் தி லோக்கஸ், பிராண இஸ் சப்போர்ட், பிராண இஸ் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம், பிராண இஸ் தி வெரி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். யூனோ, சோ ஆசிரயத்துவம் இஸ் வாட் பிராண என்ஜாய்ஸ், தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் இன் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பவர்ஸ், repository of all the powers. That is everything here. Therefore he says, the first line says, sarvam prane pratishthitam. The sixth mantra, what is the glory here? You know, sarvashrayatvam, we wrote down. One line is enough. Sixth mantra reveals the samashti Hiranyagarbha's in the form of samashti prana's glory being sarvashrayatvam, or sarva ashrayatvam being the glory of Hiranyagarbha in the form of samashti prana is discussed in the sixth mantra. Araha iva leave some space, eva, leave some space, ratha nabhau. I tell you, in Mundaka onwards you must memorize these lines, okay? Ratha nabhau araha iva. Just by repeated listening must have memorized it. Anyway, araha iva ratha nabhau பிராணே சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம். பிராணே சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம், தி லாங்குவேஜ் இஃப் யூ லுக் இட்ஸ் எ கிண்டர் கார்டன் லாங்குவேஜ் ஒன்லி. பிராணே சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம், பிராணே, வென் யூ ஆர் ரைட்டிங் சேயிங் இட் ரைட் இஸ் பெட்டர் டு கெட் தி வேர்ட்ஸ். பிராணே சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் ஆஃப் தி மந்திரா. Then second line, richaha, the mantra can richo yajugumshi. See the Vedic usage, yajumshi is the actual language, but in Veda it comes yajugumshi. சாமானி, ஆல் த்ரீ வேதாஸ் ஆர் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர். ரிச்சோ யஜூகும்ஷி சாமானி யஜ்ஞஹ யஜ்ஞஹ க்ஷத்ரம் க்ஷத்ரம் ப்ரஹ்ம ச, க்ஷத்ரம் ப்ரஹ்ம ச is the mantra. So in this mantra, if you take sarvam, everything, I don't need to tell you the meaning, isn't it? Prane pratishthitam, everything remains established, placed in prana, everything is based on prana. Sarvam prane pratishthitam. Wait, don't. Sarvam prane pratishthitam. So everything is based on prana. Everything survives because of prana. Pratishthitam is what? Everything survives, exists because of prana. Samashti prana Hiranyagarbha. Because it is Hiranyagarbha, in Samashti prana alone, is there as the life of everything. Without whose presence, nothing will be here. So what are all pratishthitam? What are all is established here? What all is based on, what are all based on? this prana. He said here, Richaha. Richaha means Rigvedaha. Richaha means actually Rig Mantraha. Rig Mantraha means the entire Rigvedaha. Not just the Rigvedaha means not the Veda alone. The Vedic wisdom, the Veda mantras, the Vedic chanting, the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda, the Upasanas prescribed in the Veda, and also the Rigveda Upanishad Jnanam, everything is what now. Because if there's nobody to study Rigveda, or chant Rigveda mantras, or perform the rituals prescribed in the Rigveda mantra, how will Veda survive? So where is Veda? Isn't it? So Rigveda says what now? Only in the, it can't stay outside of the mind, isn't it? Veda is in the form of, in jnanam, in the form of vritti, in the form of mind only. So mind has to, it has to be there, the mind means mind must be functional, supportive, for which there must be prana. For where is Rigveda? Ultimately, where is it located? Where is its deposit, isn't it? Established here, is based on the samashti prana only. Therefore, Rigvedaha, look at excel the same understanding to all other Vedas. Yajugumshi means Yajur Mantraha. The entire Veda consisting of all the Yajur Mantraha, the chanting, the Veda Parayanam, so Veda Karmakanda, Yajnas, the rich performance of rituals, the meditations, the practice of meditations, and also the understanding of subject matter of the Veda, Antashastra, Upanishads of the Veda, all of them remain where? Exist only because of the Samashti Prana Hiranyagarbha. So also Samani. Samani means all Samaveda mantras. See, Samani, Saman, Samani, all is mantras, Samaveda mantras. The word Samani stands for the entire Samavedaha, the entire Rigvedaha, the entire Yajurvedaha, the entire Samavedaha. You can include entire Atharvana Veda also. Okay, all the four Vedas, all Shad Angas, or any knowledge, any discipline, you can include. Not only that, Yajnaha. Yajna means all forms of sacrifices, all forms of fire rituals, all forms of Vaidikam karmas. Yajna, one word stands for all forms of Vaidikam karmas. Okay? Religious activities. So sarvam, now sarvam is explained here. By all of them, Yajurveda, Rigveda, Samaveda, all the Vedas, all the rituals, all the Upasana proportions, Vedanta portions, everything. Then, sacrifices, Kshatram, the word Kshatram stands for all the Kshatriyas, Kshatriya Vamshiyaha, no? All the Kshatriya Varniyaha, the people of Kshatriya Varna. Kshatriya Varna means, immediately don't think anything. Those, the protectors, people who are supposed to protect the society, the people, the Veda, the Shastram, the Dharma. No, they are Kshatriyaha. In fact, the very word Kshatram, here the word Kshatram is mentioned. Kshatram is equal to Kshatriyaha. Or Kshatriya Varniyaha. Or Kshatriya, the people. The Kshatat Trayate Iti Kshatriyaha. Kshatam means wound, isn't it? Wound means what? Wound means not only physical wound here, any hurt also. See, when somebody lives a life of adharma, you know, somebody is not following dharma, and he causes what? Hurt, pain, isn't it? Any adharma, if adharma prevails in society, it causes disturbance, social disturbance. So the disturbance really causes what? It hurts the people. So kshatam implies adharma caused all forms of disturbances and pain and hurt, etc. What one word stands for everything, not just simply one wound alone. And one who protects from such adharma caused pain. Trayate, Kshatat Trayate. Those people who protect the society from the adharmis, who cause the disturbance, who cause pain, who contribute for the hurt. Okay, Kshatat Trayate Kshatriyaha. So, where does this Kshatriya Dharma survive? The Kshatriya Dharma cannot survive without the Kshatriyas. Is it? Suppose the Dharma, the duties of a Kshatriya, whatever the duties, the ordained for a Kshatriya, can it survive independently by itself? No. So Kshatriya Dharma can survive only if a Kshatriya survive. Kshatriya survive means where? They mean prana, isn't it? Therefore, even Kshatriyaha and Kshatriya Dharma, all of them also where is it? How does it survive? Only everything is established in Samashti Prana, Hiranyagarbha, in the form of Samashti Prana only. So Kshatriyas are also, what now, expressions of Samashti Prana Shakti only. And also Brahma. The word Brahma stands for Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha, those who study the Veda, understand the Veda, and live a life enjoined by the Veda, all the Vaidikaha. But generally here, Brahmanaha. Kshatriyaha, Kshatriya Varniyaha, Brahmana Varniyaha, so Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha, Kshatriya, Brahmana Dharma, Kshatriya Dharma, Varna Dharma, Ashrama Dharma, for all the Dharmas to survey, isn't it? There must be Dharmis. So for Dharmis to survey, there must be, you need finally, ultimately what? All powers. Therefore, it is Samashti Hiranyagarbha in the form of Samashti Pranaha alone, is in the form of all these beings. So all these things is finally what? Established in the prana, Samashti Hiranyagarbha, Indiyama Samashti Pranaha. There is no such a thing called Kshatriyaha, nobody called Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Brahmanaha, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Yagiyaga, the Karmas, Dharmaha. Nothing is there outside of Hiranyagarbha in the form of Samashti Prana Shaktihi. Get it? This is the meaning. So, therefore, everything is finally, you can say, that is explained beautifully by giving example here. Yatha araha, see, araha ratha nabhau eva. See, ratha chariot. Ratha nabhihi means the hub of the wheel of the chariot. It's called madhyama padalopi samasa. You don't need to know that, but I'm still telling you. No? Ratasya chakram, chakrasya nabhihi. Ratha chakra nabhihi, ratha nabhihi. The madhyama padalopi. The madhyama padam has got lopa. Yeah, samasa there. So ratha nabhihi means the chariot does not have a hub. The hub of the wheel of the chariot is what now? Ratha nabhihi. So here, that hub, this samashti prana, Hiranyagarbha in the form of samashti prana is like the hub of the wheel of the chariot. And there, araha, already yesterday told you, the spokes, isn't it? The spokes which connect the rim, which connect the rim to the hub. Well, araha. Then what does araha stand for? The rim of the wheel stand for the entire creation. The rims of the wheels, no, stand for the entire creation. The entire creation, the rim of the whole creation is sustained, supported, maintained. By the central hub of Hiranyagarbha in the form of Samashti Pranaha. The rim of whole creation is sustained by the Hiranyagarbha, the hub of Hiranyagarbha in the form of Samashti Pranaha. Through what? Through manifold spokes of powers, such as what? Seeing power is one spoke, hearing power is another spoke, power of smelling is another spoke, isn't it? The varieties, all these spokes stand for varieties of powers. So many powers. Seeing power, hearing power, all pancha karmendriyani, indriya, karmendriya shaktayaha, jnanendriya shaktayaha, antakarna shaktayaha, manashakti, buddhi shakti, chitta shakti, isn't it? All these different varieties. So, all of them are they are like what now? The spokes of the spokes which connect the rim to the hub. Is it clear now? So how the entire rim is maintained by what? Supported, sustained by the central hub. Through what? Through the rims, through the spokes of manifold powers. Isn't it? The whole wheel is connected to what? The hub. Central hub. Where he says, yatha, eva means like. Eva, yet, like. Just as yatha ratha nabhau araha iva, just as the spokes remain connected to the hub, thereby they contribute to sustenance of the entire rim, they keep the entire rim connected to the hub here. Sarvam prane pratishthitam. There's nothing which is outside of the control of the Samashti Prana. Nothing exists. You just by mentioning few exalted objects, things, four Vedas, the three Vedas are mentioned here. Yajnaha is mentioned. Then Kshatriyaha, Brahmanaha means you have this other Varnyaha are implied here. So the whole society, the end, all the varnas, all the varna dharmas, all the ashrama dharmas, all the ashramas, everything is what? If nothing exists outside of Bhagavan, Hiranyagarbha, Indifama, Samashti, Pranaha. See, at the relative plane, you are understanding Hiranyagarbha, in the form of Samashti, Prana, as the substratum. At the absolute level, Brahma Chaitanya, where you will not see, discuss the plurality and multiplicity. Isn't it? First you start here, then go there. See, this is a style of the Upanishad in tradition. You can also see how Upanishad, even this is itself is a much subtler fact. You have to see how one Samashti Prana, the Hiranyagarbha, is the basis for everything. This itself is a mind-boggling fact. From here, this is where, by making you understand this, dwell upon this, when you understand this, you place your mind here, dwell upon this, be here for some time, isn't it? Then slowly shift from here to much subtler, understanding a much subtler fact. This is time.
Arayavarathanabho prane sarvam pratishthitam richo yajugumshi samani yajna kshatram brahmacha.
This is the sixth mantra. We have completed now two mantras. Let us go to the next mantra. I want to finish this chapter today. Don't forget who are the beings. Now, who is that? All these other subtle powers, other indriyani,
தி கர்மேந்திரியாணி ஜானேந்திரியாணி மனஹா புத்திஹி சித்தம் அகங்காரா பஞ்சபூதானி தி 19 ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் பிரசன்டட் ஹியர் ஆஸ் பர்சானிஃபைட் தே ஆர் யூனோ ரியலி குளோரிஃபையிங் சமஷ்டி பிராண டோன்ட் ஃபர்கெட் தட் பிராண சோ நவ் தட்ஸ் வாஸ் தி செகண்ட் கேஸ் இட்ஸ் இன் செகண்ட் second person is used here. They are going to address directly the prana. Look at the 8th mantra now. Deva namasi.
Deva namasi.
Yeah, 7th. No, araha yu. Ah, yeah, sorry. Sorry yeah. Prajapatis charasi. கர்ப்பே த்வமேவ ப்ரதிஜாயசே ஓகே ஓகே நெக்ஸ்ட் மிஸ் அல்லி பிரஜாபதிஷ்சரசி 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 கர்ப்பே த்வமேவ த்வமேவ ப்ரதிஜாயசே த்வமேவ ப்ரதிஜாயசே துப்யம் ப்ராண பூஜா சரி ப்ரஜாஹ ப்ரஜாஹ து இமாம் பலிம் ஹரந்தி துப்யம் ப்ராண ப்ரஜாஹ து இமாம் பலிம் ஹரந்தி ஹரந்தி யஹ யஹ ப்ராணைஹி ப்ராணைஹி ப்ரதிதிஷ்டசி சோ ஹியர் ஆல் அதர் தேவாஸ் ஆல் அதர் தேவதாஹ ஆர் அட்ரஸிங் தி சமஷ்டி பிராணா ஹியர் அட்ரஸிங் தி பிராண தேவதா ஹிரண்யகர்பா அட்ரஸிங் தி பிராண தேவதா ஸ்பெசிஃபிக்கலி ஹியர் த்வமேவ கர்ப்பே சரசி த்வம் நவ் ஆல் அதர் தேவாஸ் அட்ரஸ் தி பிராண அண்ட் தே டெல் தம் ஹே பிராண தேர்ஸ் அ வோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ் ஹே பிராண த்வமேவ கர்ப்பே சரசி பிராணசக்தி அலோன் இஸ் மூவிங் இன் தி கர்ப்பம் ஆஃப் ஃபீட்டஸ் ஓகே ஜஸ்ட் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் பிராண எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் சமஷ்டி ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இன் தி ஹோம் ஆஃப் சமஷ்டி பிராண ஒன்லி த்வமேவ கர்ப்பே சரசி சிம்பிள் லாங்குவேஜ் யூ ஆல் கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த்வமேவ கர்ப்பே சரசி So you are thou are the one moving in the form of fetus in the womb. Garbhe charasi. Who? Prajapatihi. Tvameva charasi garbhe. Then, as a full-fledged baby, who is the one who is born? The baby who is born later on is also none other than you are. Thou art the one born in the form of a baby again later on. Pratijayase. Pratijayase, you are born again yourself. The one who is born is you. The one who is in the womb is you. The father is you, mother is you. You're going to see everything finally. Yeah, everything is you. பிரதிஜாயசே தென் ஹே பிராண அட்ரஸிங் ஆல் அதர் all other devas address the prana, say, hey prana, imaha prajaha. Please note very carefully in this context, see the word prajaha, how many meanings I have given now. In this context, the word prajaha does not mean progeny, does not mean citizen, does not mean the other living beings. In this context, the word prajaha means sense powers, indriyani. Okay? Very complicated. That's why I said the word prajaha literally means what? Praja means a citizen of any country is praja. Progeny is praja. Children, offspring also praja. People in general are called prajas. Now, living beings are called prajas. Creatures are called prajas. But here prajaha means indriyani. So imaha prajaha, all these sense powers, tubhyam to you. What do they do? All these sense powers, hey prana, to you, all these sense powers, balim haranti, they offer oblations to you, unto you. The sense powers offer oblations unto you means what? See, the sense, external sense objects being perceived and reported to the mind is also what? Sense organs offering oblations. Very poetic, okay? See, the external sense objects being perceived and reported to the mind is also called what? Sense organs offering oblations. See, eyes offer the oblation of light and all the objects shine in the light. The hearing power offers the oblation of sound. The power of smelling offers the oblation of smell. The power of the tongue, the taste in the tongue offers the oblation of taste. So all the sense objects here are likened to what? Oblations, ahutis, havis. All the sense objects are like the oblations, the havis. Oblations are like, don't take really seriously. And they are offered to whom? The mind. All the objects are reported by the sense organs to the mind. Oh, light is here, slowly getting dark, information. Somebody is talking, children are making noise, some noise is known. So external objects are perceived, isn't it? So varieties of all five different types of, varieties of five objects are perceived and informed by the sense organs to the mind. Reported to the mind. As the mind is reported by sense organs. This perception is like here said to be what now? Performance of a ritual. The perception of external objects is looked upon here as, understood here as a sacrifice, a fire ritual. It's like a yajna. Perception is happening, it's a yajna. Perception is a fire ritual. The perception is the fire ritual. So here, the sense powers are like what now? The agni. The fire in the, your all the sense organs are golakani, are like the agni kundas. The sense powers are like the fire in the agni kunda. The sense objects are like the oblations. They're offered to, they reach which devata ultimately? Mind, antakarnam. Is it clear? Unless you know what the fire ritual, I have explained to you many times here earlier. See, the perception which is happening in the waking state the whole day is likened to a fire ritual. The external objects are like the oblations.
all these five sense organs, the Golaka and the physical parts, are like the Agni Kundams. The sense powers are like the fire in the Agni Kundam. Indriyani are like the fire, Golakani are like the Agni Kundam. Are you listening or not? Got it or not? You didn't get it. Then they reach what now? So the finally the knowledge takes place, knowledge of the objects takes place in the mind. Therefore, the oblations are offered to the Devata called mind. Devata is Manaha. So here, what they say, all these pranas, all these imaha prajaha, means all these sense organs offer what now? Oblations. Haranti means they bring oblation. Why? The sense powers are like the fire in the Agni Kunda. The sense powers bring oblations to the mind. Therefore, that mind also is who? It is the Hiranyagarbha in the form of Samashti Prana alone, is in the form of mind, to whom all the sense powers bring oblations in the form of sense objects. You got it or not? Okay, now, Yaha Pranaihi Pratitishtasi. Pranaihi Pratitishtasi means, hey Samashti Prana, you alone remain in the form of prana. Yashti pranaha. Hiranya garbaha, your samashti prana alone is there in the form of yashti pranaha. Hiranya garbha is there in the form of the mind. The receiver of oblations brought by the fire of in sense organs. Isn't it? Got it now? With this? The seventh, this glory is also over. But who is Prajapati? Who is this Hiranya Samashti Pranaha? That is repeated here. Prajapatischarati, Prajapatischarasi Garbhe, Prajapatischarasi Garbhe, Tvameva Pratijayase, Tvameva Pratijayase. See, what he says is, when somebody gets married, then in fact every species is capable of producing its own species, you know, because the capacity to produce its own species is because of Samashti Prana. That is what is actually implied by saying Tvameva, you alone are born again. You are born again. Which means, it is implied also what? You are the mother. The one who is in the mother is you. The one who is in the father is you. The one who is in the offspring is you. The one who is born later on, no, is also you. It is you. Is what is implied. Listen, this is the seventh mantra. I'll dictate tomorrow in the morning, like how I did today. We'll go to the next mantra. Okay, next mantra. See, this is the only way you can also understand the Vedic culture, by knowing all these small things, subtle things.
Devanamasi
Vannitamaha.
Devanamasi
Vannitamaha. Vannitamaha. At least the Vahni, but he is silent there. Vannitamaha.
Devanamasi
Vannitamaha. It's all in second person, okay? He addressed directly to pranas asi.
Pitrunam, Pitrunam Prathamaswadha.
Pitrunam,
Pitrunam प्रथमास्वध ऋषीणाम् चरितम् ऋषीणाम् चरितम् सत्यम् सत्यम् अथर्वाङ्गिरसाम् अथर्वाङ्गिरसाम् असि अथर्वाङ्गिरसाम् असि.
So this is the eighth mantra. So here, so the other devas, you know, continue to the praise here. He prana, he Hiranyagarbha, Nima Samashti prana, what now? Devana, he prana, devanam asi vannitamaha. See, vannihi means fire. Vannihi itself means fire. See, vanni tamaha actually is a superlative degree. Vanni, why is called vannihi? Fire is called vannihi. Vahati nayati iti. Okay? Vahnihi means vahana kriyam karoti. See, this fire is the one when the fire ritual is performed, when the oblations are offered, whichever devata is invoked here, the oblations have to be sent only through the fire. Fire is the greatest carrier of all the oblations. Isn't it? Who is the carrier of all the oblations? The Havya Vahanaha. One name is there. Then Havya Bhuk, Havir Bhuk, Havir Bhuk, Havya Vahanaha. So many names are there for the Agni in the Karmakanda. So here we say Vannitamaha means the greatest carrier, or there's nobody who is equivalent, okay? Incomparable. So the only carrier of all the oblations to all the devatas is who? Fire. And therefore, this of all the devas, devanam, he prana, of all the devas, you are the Agni Devata, who is the carrier of oblations to all other devatas. Just the expression, just to make us see slowly repeating, these are all, you have to have certain subtle appreciation to see the beauty of it. Otherwise, what is this? Agni is the carrier of oblations to all the devatas, so what? I am, what does it do? I have to do with it? No? Appreciate. So, devanam vannitamaha asi means what? The greatest carrier of oblations to all the devatas is the Agni Devata. And you are, hey prana, you are the fire Agni Devata among all these devas. You are the Agni Devata. Havisham prapayitru tamaha, it says Shankara. You are the carrier of oblations. Got the point? Then, not only you are the carrier of Agni Devata, the carrier of oblations among all the devas, there are so many devas. Who is the deva? Who are you? You are not any other deva, you are the Agnihi. Because no other devata, every other devata is dependent on Agni for the food. Every other devata is dependent on fire, Agni devata for its oblations. So, here he says, and the prana is also what, that Agni is also what now? Samashti prana only, isn't it? So it is the prana devata, who is in the Agni devata, who carries oblations to all other devatas. That's why devanam vannitamaha asi. Devanam vannitamaha asi. Asi, you are. Then pitrunam prathamasvadha. Pitrunam prathamasvadha. See, a lot of things also they were taught. People who lived in Vedic period, they know the Vedic way of life. It is easy. It's like a kindergarten lesson for them. Isn't for us, everything we have to understand. Even Indians don't know nowadays. Therefore, don't worry, okay? Indians are as, maybe they know, they understand a little bit. They also don't know many things. So, here the Swadha. I taught you long ago the meaning of Swadha and isn't it? Swadha. Swadha is actually the food offered to the Pitrus at the time during the Amavasya Tarpanam or any Sadham. When you do the ancestral worship, Pitru Yajna, when at the time of whenever you perform the Naimittika Karma called Pitru Karma, the ancestral worship, we offer oblations to, oblation means what? The food to, and oblations, the food to the Pitrus. And especially, there's a particular, we say the Nandi Sadham. So, Nandi Mukhe Sadde, Shankara says here, he mentions, Nandi Sadham is a particular ritual, a particular Sadham, the ritual, the ancestral worship. That time, they offer food. And the first food, Prathama Swadha, the first food offered to Pitrus at the time during the Nandi Sadham is also who? Prana. It is prana. The Samashti Prana alone is in the form of the first food, Prathama Swadha, the food offered to the Pitrus. Time of the Nandi Sadham. I cannot translate Nandi, okay? I can only say Nandi Sadham, name of ancestral worship. That's all. Sadham is a Sanskrit word for the ancestral worship, okay? One of the things. Okay. Then, Satyam. Satyam. The value of, the greatest value of truthfulness. Satyam, the greatest value of truthfulness. Satyam, so much importance given for Satyam. This honesty, sincerity, you know, genuineness, that's all the different thing. But here, the truthfulness in speech also. Therefore, the high greatest value of truthfulness is here, Satyam. And this Satyam followed strictly by who? Rishis, great Rishis, the greatest value of truthfulness, followed strictly by great Rishis like Atharva Rishihi, Angiras Rishihi, all these Rishis. He just mentions few names. No? The greatest value of truthfulness, strictly observed and followed by all the great Rishis like Angiras, Natharva. Atharvaha, Angiras, etc., the names of Rishis. And that Satyam is also who know? It is the prana alone is in the form of the value of truthfulness. Nothing exists outside of the prana, prana shakti. You see the subtleness of it, isn't it? Understand? See, any value survives if only a dharma survives, only the dharmi is there. There must be somebody who is speaking, who is transacting, who lives the dharma. So dharma cannot live, survive without the dharmi who follows dharma. For dharmi to be there, what must be there? Prana. Therefore, what is the support? Where do all these universal values live, survive? Where do the universal values live? Not outside of prana. Therefore, mainly it is said, therefore, the greatest value of truthfulness, satyam, strictly followed by great rishis like Angiras, etc., Atharvaha, Angiras, etc., also is what now? Nothing but it is the prana shakti. A samashti prana, you alone are in the form of the greatest value of truthfulness, satyam, strictly followed by the great rishis like Angiras and Atharvaha. Three, four things are said here. Simple. Devanamasi vannitamaha. Pitrunam prathamasvadha. Rishinam charitam satyam atharvangirasamasi. Okay. Now the ninth mantra. I told you the whole chapter, the second chapter, contains 13 mantras. From the fifth mantra onwards, all these mantras are what? Pranastutihi only. Indrastvam prana. Indrastvam prana. Tejasa rudrosi. Tejasa rudrosi. Rudrosi. Parirakshita. Parirakshita. I'll repeat it. Indrastvam prana tejasa rudrosi parirakshita. Next line. Tvam antarikshe charasi. Tvam antarikshe charasi. Antarikshe charasi. Suryaha suryaha. Tvam suryastvam jyotisham patihi. Jyotisham patihi. Jyotisham patihi. Jyotisham patihi. I'm very happy that I have decided to do this Upanishad. Jyotisham patihi. See, if you all feel very tired, weak, no stamina, problems, do this stuti. Really, satyam. No, well, next one comes, I'll tell you. But it's all this, you can see, do all these eight verses, but the following verse, definitely, whichever problem, whichever power, wherever any problem has, everything should be taught. It's called multivitamin tablet, okay? Really, any problem will take. When Pooja Swamiji was ill, and they took him to the hospital, they said they found out the congestion, they thought he had some infection. But they didn't know where the infection was. They found out the infection was the lung or kidney or heart, which part of where is infection, they didn't know. But they had to give some antibiotics. So they gave an antibiotics. Generally, it will take care of anything. By the time they found out where the infection was, he became very ill. Anyway, what is that here? Which part? No, finally we say, we do Aditya Hridayam or Gayatri Japa. If you are not qualified to Gayatri Japa, no, now Upanayanam has been done. Then better do what? Better do Aditya Hridaya Stotram. Don't do Gayatri. Gayatri must be initiated properly into. So here, like we say, particularly for specific mantras, we say, do this for this. But this Samashti Prana Stuti, do the overall well-being. Multivitamin. Yes. It's for general health. So, let us do this here. Hey Prana. See, the Prana, there's no Visarga, is not there.
ஹே பிராண, பிராணஹா நாமினேட்டிவ், பிராண வோகேட்டிவ், ஹே பிராண, ஹே பிராண, ஹே சமஷ்டி பிராண, எஸ் இட் பிராண, இந்த்வம் இந்திரஹ, இட்ஸ் கால்ட் முகஸ்துதி. You are so beautiful, you are so nice, you are Indraha, you are Chandraha, you say all that, no? Here really it's, you know, Tvam Indraha, no? Mukhastuti is real stuti, okay? Mukhastuti means or externally you are praising, internally you are cursing. But here, this is the real stuti, from the bottom of that, how it comes out, real stuti. Tvam Indraha, so really knowing the glory of Prana, my God, really Prana is Indraha. Again, we don't look at prana as a mere bundle of energy. We don't look at anything as mere matter. There's no matter which is not, which doesn't have substratum of consciousness. Isn't it? That is why Ishvara. See, look, don't need to look at, oh, you're addressing prana. Does it listen? Does it know? No, it's all, it is, isn't it funny? And it may sound that that feeling should go. Okay? It should go. That's why you should remember that how prayer is a will involved auto suggestion. Don't forget that. It's all highly meaningful one. Okay. In he prana tvam indraha indrastvam indrastvam tvam indraha. You are indraha. See, the word indraha already it has come. The surya also already has come. But again, the mantra repeats it. Okay? That's why you don't think I am repeating. Mantra is, Upanishad is repeating, I am repeating. But here the word Indraha, see, Bhagavan's name is also Indraha. Indraha means, Idantaya Pashyati Iti Indraha. The one who sees everything as an object, remaining as the perceiver, one who sees everything as this, in the form of this universe. The perceiver, the one, the Lord, remaining as the very perceiver, one who sees this universe, as this universe, is Idantaya Pashyati Iti Indraha. So Bhagavan is also called Indraha. See, the perceiver of the entire universe. Ultimately, who is the perceiver of the experience of the universe? The perceiver, knower, observer, experience of the universe is who? Bhagavan only. And how does Bhagavan, the whole Jagat also is Bhagavan, that's a different thing. But how does the Lord look at this universe? Not as aham. This, isn't it? Idantaya Pashyati Iti Indraha. The one who sees this universe, one's own manifestation as this universe, isn't it? The perceiver of this universe is Indraha, that is the name of Ishvara, the Lord here. Otherwise, as the Lord of all the Devas also we say what? Indraha. But here, the word Indraha means generally the Lord, the King, the Lord of all the beings. Whoever leads or heads any group or anything and everything, he is called what? Indraha. It is the Prana who is in the form of leader, king, lord of or head of anything and everything. எல்லாவற்றுக்கும் தலைவனாக இருக்கின்றவன் யாருன்னா பிராணஹா. There comes something called lord or leader or head without the prana, isn't it? Therefore, here Indraha, the word Indraha, you can say lord of all the beings, the king. You can say the king, the ministers, the chief minister, the prime minister, the lord, the groups, even the father in the home. As a father, the lord of the family, you are Indra, isn't it? Like whoever heads anything is called what here? Indraha. Hey Prana, you are the Lord, the head of everything here. The Lord of everything, all the beings. Then, Tejasa Rudrosi, Rudraha Asi. The Rudraha Asi. Rudraha, you are the Rudraha. You are the Rudraha means what? You are the one, you are the Samharakarta. You are the one who brings about change in the form of death. You are the one who brings about change in the form of death, thereby the one in whom everything resolves. I don't want to use the word destruction. Okay? The one in whom everything resolves,
and you are the one who bring the Rudra by your the powerful Lord, the one who brings about the very death, the change in the form of death, isn't it? Or dissolution also. It's called Rudraha. Okay. But you know also, you learned the word meaning of the word Rudraha long ago. Remember the meaning of the word Rudraha I told you long, long ago? Rudraha. When I taught the meaning of meaning in Rudra Prashnaha, who remembers? Do you remember, Ratnaji? Ravi remember? Remember? Nobody remembers? I'll let, I repeat. It is not relevant here, but still I want to tell you the meaning. Because you're sitting on the bank of Ganga. If you don't understand this Prashna Upanishad, if you remember the meaning of this word Rudra, still I'll have punyam, okay? So here, Rut means undesirable. Rut means undesirable. Rut. Undesirable is sorrow. Unwanted, undesirable is sorrow. And dra stands for the verb, drives away, dravayati. Rutam dravayati iti rudraha. One who drives away sorrow. So when Bhagavan brings about big change of death, it is not that he, suppose somebody is suffering and ailing with all, you know, tubes around, then death happens. Is subham or not? He drives away sorrow. But death is, isn't it? Really, it is good. Not only that, Bhagavan is ultimately, by blessing, ultimately blessing you, the knowledge of the truth also what? Moksha sukadaha. Moksha sukha pradaha, the bestower of freedom, by blessing you with knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, Rudraha here means what? Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva here has what now? Samharamurti. Therefore, one who brings about the big change in the form of death is called Rudraha. How? By one's own special strength. Tejasa Rudrosi. Who is this Rudraha? Samashti Prana. Hey Prana, you are the Rudraha. We'll go and tell Shiva later on, you are Prana. But now you'll say what? Hey Samash, Prana is Rudraha. Prana is Indraha, the Lord of all the beings. Now, not only the one who brings the change of resolution, he says, Parirakshita. You are the protector from all sides. Parirakshita, paripurnataya rakshati. Not little protection, okay? Paripurnataya rakshati. The one who protects completely, totally, absolutely. You are the only relative protector. You are the only absolute protector also. Parirakshita. See, if you live a life of dharma without transgressing the values, if you live a life of dharma in harmony with the universal law and order, then Bhagavan, the form of order, protects you. Dharma, no? Then he is a relative protector. Ultimately, by blessing you with the knowledge, one who protects you absolutely is also what? Bhagavan only. So, parirakshita, that parirakshanam also is possible because of the prana. So what he says here, you are the parirakshita, absolute protector, and elective protector also is who? Prana only. Prana is the protector, prana is the one who brings about big chain of death, and also prana is the lord of all the beings. Then, Suryaha, you are the sun, Surya Devata. Who is Suryaha? Jyotisham Patihi, the Lord of all the luminous bodies. Jyotish, Jyotisham Patihi, the Lord of all the luminous bodies, all the luminaries. Ask the Lord of all the luminaries and luminous bodies. You are there, high in the sky, above the intermediate space in the form of sun. Antarikshe charasi. Antarisham, intermediary space, but here you can take it as a high, above. Sky, in the sky. Hey prana, it is you who is moving the sky as the lord of all the luminaries and luminous bodies in the form of sun. There is no surya outside of samashti prana. The surya shakti is also what? Samashti prana shakti. See, we have to learn to see the samashti prana not as some inert thing. Isn't it? So, jyotisham tvam antarikshe charasi suryaha tvam jyotisham patihi. One sentence, only one glory, one name here. Okay, this is ninth mantra is also over. Indrastum prana tejasa rudrosi parirakshita tvam antarikshe charasi suryastvam jyotisham patihi. Okay, next one. 10th mantra. Yada tvam yada tvam abhivarshasi yada tvam abhivarshasi yada tvam abhivarshasi atha imaha prana te prajaha. Next line. Anandarupaha tishthanti anandarupas tishthanti kamaya annam bhavishyati iti kamaya annam bhavishyati iti. I'll repeat. Yada tvam abhivarshasi atha imaha prana te prajaha anandarupaha tishthanti kamaya annam bhavishyati iti. Now from Brahma to all, from absolute level, we have come down to now what, relative level, only prana is filling, isn't it? All about prana, the glory of prana. How great, glorious the prana is. Isn't it? Vital force, anyway. So he says, hey prana, prana, vocative again. So all the devas addressing the prana devata, hey prana, yada tvam abhivarshasi, when you bring about rains, or when you are in the form of rains, abhivarshasi, eppozhudhu nee pozhugindrayo, when you are in the form of rains, when you are there in the rains, or when you cause rains, hey prana, imaha prajaha, all these people, all these beings, all these mere beings, prajaha, okay, not sense organs, all these beings, what now, anandarupas tishthanti, they remain very happy. When it rains, all the beings become very happy. Whenever it rains, all the beings remain very happy. Not the floods, okay? Uchita kale vrishtihi. Not ati vrishti, anavrishti, but it is uchita vrishtihi. Okay? That when anandarupas tishtanti, why their anandarupa have become very happy? Because kamaya annam bhavishyati. So this year we need not starve. There's no drought. This year we'll have abundance of food. We got rains. Timely rains in appropriate time, appropriate quantity, exactly when we need. We got enough rains. So we don't have to worry about food this time. They store food for the whole year. Okay, we don't waste. So it's in the store. For kamaya annam bhavishyati iti anandarupas tishtanti. So people's happiness, the happiness of all the living beings is dependent on the very basic need called food. See, our moksha sukham later on, okay? When you have enough food, everything is there. When no problem in life, still there will be problem. That time the question comes, everything is there, then still why am I happy? That is when you come to know the problem, you have to recognize your own problem, isn't it? Then, oh, there's a common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness centered on I. Therefore, there's I do not know what I am. Therefore, I isolate myself as an individual. Therefore, I need to resolve this individuality in totality. I need to know that jnanam is for what? Absolute freedom. But basically, if you don't have food at all, you will not think of Bhagavan or think of moksha or jnanam. Isn't it? When you are starving, it's a pain. It's a pain. It's a suffering. Therefore, first thing, what makes any living being, any human being, happy is what? Whether it's a dog or a monkey, including mosquito, or a unicellular organism, amoeba, paramecium onwards, any living creature, first basic need is what? Food. Annam. Annam. That's why when Mangal came, we all ran. I ran before whether you ran or not. Now, food is very important, isn't it? Without which nothing will move. Therefore, what makes a simple thing, what makes living beings first very happy is what? You have enough to eat, that will make you feel so satisfied. That's why annadanam is very important. When you give something to somebody, anything else you give, they can never say enough. But food, you have to say no, enough, no way. You can't have more than that. But anything else you give, little more you can always have. That is why what brings about satisfaction soon and what is very the basic need without which the survival is not possible, it is food. Therefore, all the beings become anandarupaha tishtanti. They become very happy. That basic happiness of people, because when they are able to have the food properly, that is also what? Hiranya prana. Here, samashti prana. That happiness of human beings, because of the very thought of being able to get food, because of the proper rains in proper times, when they get in proper times, is also nothing but samashti pranaha. A samashti, a prana, it is you alone are in the form of happiness of people who become very happy when they come to that they can get food whenever there is rain. When it rains. Is it clear? That's the beautiful meaning. So, kamaya annam bhavishyati iti
இதி ஆனந்தரூபாக திஷ்டந்தி. காமாய அன்னம் பவிஷ்யதி இதி ஆனந்தரூபாக திஷ்டந்தி. They remain very happy. All the farmers must become very happy as one of Vetra, isn't it? For he says, and hey Prana, the all these beings become happy only when it rains. And the raining is possible because of you. You alone remain in the form of the very rains. Prana, Samashti Prana is the power behind the raining. Power behind the rains. Therefore, when it rains, when Samashti Prana is there in our rains, then all the beings become very happy because of the thought of that being able to get food. Is it clear? Of course, I also am very happy. When I read this particular month verse, I am very, very happy. Really, you don't know how...
Because it comes
as
rains, but not the cause of happiness.
You know, see, that happiness implies what? You come from of rains. See, there cannot be rains without Hiranyagarbha. Yeah. There can be rains without Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Prana. It is the Prana Shakti which comes in the form of rains. This Prana Shakti thereby which contributes for the Annam. Annam is which is Samashti Prana which is who is in the form of Annam. Therefore, Samashti Prana who is in the form of Prajas. Samashti people, beings. Samashti Prana who is in the form of happiness also. It is, you have to just to elaborate on it. The Samashti Prana behind everything. Samashti Prana is the truth of what? All the beings, the power of all the beings, power of the rains, the power of food, in the form of food, in the form of happiness.
Didn't you see the word Pachanya?
Yeah. So many, you are learning so many vocabulary, you are improving, isn't it? When you come back, I am going to make you all vocabulary notebook you have to make. Synonyms, you have to write synonyms. Okay. We'll go to the next verse. You are not going anywhere, okay? We're going to finish it. No break. Vratyastvam. See, we don't know what break, isn't it? We used to sit for 2 hours, 3 hours. What break? Well, here I'm very liberal. Only 1 hour after the class, no Ranjay. No, we have to meet then also, we have to do now also. Okay. Vratyastvam. See, Navaratri time, I want to do some Japanese, better soon. Vratyastvam. Vra, listen, Vratyastvam. Vra, V-R-A, Vratyastvam. 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 Actually, Vratyaha Tvam. Vratyaha Tvam. Vratyaha Tvam Prana Prana Ye Karshihi Ye Karshihi Atta Ye Karshihi Atta Vishvasya Vishvasya Satpatihi Satpatihi. I'll repeat it. First sentence. Vrat Vrat Vratyaha
Vratyaha
Vratyaha.
Now why I am teaching very slowly? Because stuti. I don't want to do wrong stuti. Okay? To the right stuti. Vratyah. Tvam. Prana. Ekarshihi. Atta. Vishvasya. Satpatihi. Satpatihi. Next sentence. Vayam. Vayam. Adyasya. Dataraha. Vayam. Adyasya. Dataraha. Pita. Tvam. Pita. Tvam. Matarishvah.
No, sorry.
Matarishva. Matarishva is an akarana shabda. Matarishvan. So Matarishva. Naha. Matarishva. Naha. Okay. So in this mantra, the Prana Devata, Samashti Prana Devata, is addressed here as Matarishva. Actually, Matarishva is the name of the Vayu, air element, also Matarishva. And the Prana is also called Matarishva. Why? Because the word Mata, Mata means mother, Mata also means the space. Mata means space also. Okay, so one who shwayati means wanders, that which wanders in space, one who moves in space is called Matarishva. Matari shwayati iti Matarishva. Vayu Bhagavan is called Matarishva. Matari shwayati iti Matarishva. One who moves about, wanders, moves here in this space, open space, we call Matarishva. But here Matarishva, who is addressed here? Samashti, the Prana is addressed, Prana Devata is addressed here as Matarishva. Hey Matarishva, Tvam Naha Pita. Simple kindergarten Sanskrit sentence. Tvam Naha Pita. You are our dad. You are our father. Tvam Naha Pita. See, Pita means what? Pati iti Pita. Pita means not simply father. Pita means big responsibility. The very name tells he has the responsibility of protecting the children, protecting the family, taking care of everything. Isn't it? Pati iti Pita. Not simply father. See, dad, I don't know what responsibility tells you. Pita means you want to have the adjective for Pita, father, big responsibility. You know, Pati iti Pita. One who protects, takes care of, earns for the family, you know, gets everything for the performance of rituals. For one who for living a life of dharma, whatever you need for worship and prayer and eating and food, everything, one who gets, thereby one who protects. How does the father protect the children, family? Not by only by giving the food for the children alone, by teaching everything. First of all, one has to live a life of dharma for the children, to hit an example, role model for the children, that also protects. Teaching dharma by living dharma, isn't it? By setting a role model. Then, one who gets all the things, one who works, earns, not only for food, also for all the puja samagri, everything for the worship, for the paramount rituals, everything he gets. Therefore, one who pleases devatas also. Thereby, one who earns the blessings of all the devatas for the protection of the family. Who maintains. So, one who takes care of the overall protection in every respect. Thereby, one who protects is called Pati Iti Pita. Vaidika father. Therefore, pita. And therefore, who is his pita here? Tvam naha pita. O prana, prana devata, you are our father. Then, tvam vratyaha, 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 you are a vratyaha. See, the word vratyaha is a very, very ordinary word. Okay? Vratyaha means one who has not got any samskara done. See, there are 41 samskaras, okay? For the mental refinement of a child, we do samskaras for the individual, for the baby, prenatal, postnatal, and the whole marriage, vivaha, until the last, okay? Therefore, every human child has these samskaras done. Okay, in keeping with the age, one would have got lots of samskaras done. If you are only 15, you would have only got done some upanayanam, etc. But if you are 25-30, you might have got vivaha also. Now, in keeping with the age, whatever samskaras one must have got done, one would have got done. See, vratyaha is the said to be the one who has not got any ritual, any done for the mental refinement. One who has not got any of the samskara done. Envidamana samskaram seyyapadadavan. It's called vratyaha. Okay? Which means, you know, loafer. An ordinary person. One who is an uncultured person. Asamskritaha. Vratyaha means what? Uncultured, uncivilized person. Literally it means. Not uncultured. The one who has not got any of the samskaras done. This prana never had any samskara done. No semen. Prana was, isn't it? No semanda, no namakaranam, no annaprashnam, no aksharabhyasa, no upanayanam, no vivaha, no antyeshti also for prana. Therefore what? Why? Therefore his avratyaha. Vratyaha means the one who has not got any of samskaras done. It's called nindastutihi. Nindastutihi means sometimes you praise, as though you are criticizing a person, but actually indirectly it's a praise. Nindastutihi. So why there is any samskaras required only for the one who has birth, isn't it? Prana has no birth. Prana has no death. Prana never becomes impure. Prana does not need any refinement. Who needs the samskara? The unrefined, uncultured, uncivilized alone needs samskara. The shuddha, nitya shuddha pranaha, nitya shuddhasya pranasya kutaha samskaraha. No ritual refinement is required for prana. Which means, you are vratyaha means, hey prana, you are ever pure and refined, okay, non-refinably ever pure prana, therefore you have not got any samskara done for you. You are non-refinably ever pure, therefore you have not got any samskara done for you. Is it clear now? Got it? Punjida? Thiru? Pangircha? Okay. Tvam vratyaha. Then, ye karshihi. It takes time, okay, to come over everything. Ye karshihi. See, ye karshihi is a name, a particular name given to the fire kindled during the performance of a ritual prescribed in the Atharvana Veda. Okay? In the Atharvana Veda, some particular ritual is there. When you perform this particular ritual prescribed in the Atharvana Veda, the fire is kindled and that fire is called Ekarshihi. Ekarshihi. And who is Ekarshihi here?
Atharvana Vediya Agnihi. Atharvana Vediya Agnihi means a lot of experts have to say that. The fire particularly kindled to perform a particular ritual prescribed in the Atharva Veda is called Ekrishihi. And who is Ekrishihi here? E Prana. It is you who is in the form of Ekrishihi. So you are Vratyaha, you are Ekrishihi, and Atta. Atta means you are the consumer of all the oblations. Ultimately, all the havis, all the ahutis, all the oblations offered into the Agni are consumed by ultimately who? Hiranyagarbha, sorry, Samashti Prana. Then, Vishvasya Satpatihi. Vishvasya Patihi, Vishwanataha, Jagannataha, Jagadishwaraha, same meaning. Okay, so here, Vishvasya Satpatihi. Satpatihi, as is a bad pati or what? Satpatihi means good pati, that is the Lord of the universe. Lord of the universe. See how Prana is the Lord of the universe, remaining in the form of the very existence, one who is the Lord of the universe. Okay, Sat Irupaha Irinda Talevanahindavan. One who remaining in the form of very existence, thereby one who is the Lord of the universe. Vishvasya Satpatihi. Only one more sentence is there. Vayam Adyasya Dataraha. You are the receiver of oblations, and we are the offerers of the oblations. Vayam, we Adyasya. Adyam here does not mean beginning. Adyam here means oblation, the food. Adyam literally means food. Adyasya Dataraha. We are the offerer of oblations, and you are the receiver and the enjoyer, the consumer of oblations. Is it okay? Actually, really I want to learn this stuti properly, say that. It's very good. It's good for mind, good for buddhi, good for everything. So that is finished. Vratyastvam prana ekarshihi atta. How many names are there? Vishvasya satpatihi vayam adyasya dataraha pitatvam matarishva. Naha. So here the devas address the prana using two words. Hey prana, hey matarishva, you are our father, we are offerers of oblations, you are the receiver of oblations, and you are Vratyaha, you are Ekarshihi, you are Satpatihi, you are Atta. Okay, finished. 11th mantra. Now 12th. See, the 12th and the 13th have the prayer. That is why evening time, Shubhe Muhurte Sayankale ne Ravi Vasaraha Vainiki Soma Vasaraha. Which day, mommy? Shastyam Titau Lalita Panch Lalita Shastyam Sayankale. This nice prayer. Better do that. Prayers come in this 12th and 13th verse. If you want to live very long, please do this sentence, this prayer. Don't immediately say that. There's a meaning. Know why? This human, see, very difficult to get a human shariram. Because we got it, don't take it for granted. No? Nara janma durlabham. We have got it. Somehow, so many years also have gone. So, better ask, we don't know what will be the next janma. What is in our account? Let us not waste this life.
You don't have to ask for 200 years and all, okay? At least let me ask for the longer span of healthy, healthiest longer span of life, so that vandhadhe vandham valaya mudichittu polana. We are having come, let us not go back ignorant. Let us finish. Let us make this life meaningful and complete. For that sake, you have to ask for healthiest, longest life. Not that you should live for 100 years, okay? Good. Give me only 170, give me another 10 more years, 50 more, 20 more years. Like that. People, I don't know, people forgot this mantra. They should have been chanting with Swamiji. They are all singing, crying to Hanumanji. Anyway, say this.
Yate Tanuhu. Yate Tanuhu. Yate Tanuhu. Vachi. Vachi. Pratishthita. Pratishthita. Ya.
I'll repeat it. Yate
Tanuhu Vachi Pratishthita Ya Shrotre.
Imagine next week we'll be shivering in Badrinath Raniji.
Ya Shrotre. Yacha Chakshushi. Yacha Chakshushi. Yacha Manasi. Santata Shivam. Tam Kuru. Shivam tam kuru. Ma utkramihi. Ma utkramihi.
See, ma utkramihi, you say motkramihi.
Motkramihi. Ma utkramihi.
That is the prayer. Ma utkramihi. See, utkramihi means go. Okay? Utkramya gacha. But ma utkrami, he prana, he samashti prana, you are in the form of my prana. Okay, this prana, may you not depart. Ma utkramihi, please be here. You may have some discomforts here. The rooms are not okay. The house is not that conducive. Not well air conditioned and all that. Lot of difficulties are there. Put up with this and some problem, all, you know, all the, some repair is needed in this house. But still, please don't go. Isn't it? As 50, 60, means what? Some repair is needed now. Very old. Isn't it? But still, you don't leave it and go. Ma utkramihi, may you not depart. May you remain in this body given to me for some more time. That is implied, okay? Ma utkramihi, may you not go. And here, see, prana is here in what now? In here. In vachi. Ya te tanuhu. It is prana is here in the walk. Prana is in the walk. In the form of what? As apana rupa pranaha. Na? Apana rupaha. In the form of apana, you are in the walk. See, apana is the form of prana obtaining in
the vak. Apana is the prana obtaining in the form, prana obtaining in the form of apana is in the vak. So tanuhu means what? Form. Tanuhu literally means form. Which form? Apana form. In the form of apana, hey prana, you are in my vak. Then pratishthita shrotre. Shrotre, so in the form of vyana, you are in my power of hearing. Shrotre. Just like the name, I'll tell you. Then yacha, yacha, chakshushi. So chakshushi prana rupa. See, apana rupa prana, vyana rupa prana, prana rupa prana, chakshu, shrotram. You can write down vak apana rupam, shrotram vyana rupam, chakshush prana rupam. I'll repeat slowly. It's okay. Okay. First write down vak. Vak apana rupam. Shrotram ear vyana rupam. Chakshush, chakshuhu, I, prana rupam, chakshuhu, prana rupam. Manas, samana rupam. See, prana in the form of apana rupam alone blesses the organ of speech. See that we are able to speak. What makes the organ of speech function? It is the prana in the form of apana. And also, the prana in the form of circulation, isn't it? Function of circulation contributes for the hearing power in the hearing power to function as hearing power in the ear. Then this prana in the form of prana, you know, which make, because of which the function of seeing is possible. Then the prana in the form of samana, which takes care of the digestion, contributes for the function of mind. Okay, how all the physiological functions governing five different systems actually also contribute for the function of all these also, other things also. Therefore, he say here, yate tanuhe prana, the form, your own five different forms, you alone remaining in five different forms, making all these different, here, vak, shrotram, chakshuhu, manasu, four are mentioned here. Okay? You mean five different forms, involving in five different functions. You contribute for function of my vak, ear, mind, and also eyes. Therefore, santata, pervading all these four, pervading my ears, pervading my vak, organ of speech, pervading my power of hearing, pervading my seeing power, pervading my mind. No, you remain there and may you make all of them function properly. So Shivam Tam Shivam Kuru, may you make it auspicious. Tam Shivam Kuru. Which means what? Tam Shivam Kuru means what? Tam Shivam Kuru means may you make your form an auspicious form. May you, hey prana, make your form an auspicious one. Auspicious one means what? May you make your form auspiciousness. Auspicious means may you make them all function properly. May you make your form auspicious form. Okay, you govern what? You govern all these different, contribute for their functions. May you make your form auspicious. It is your form. What is apana? It is your form. What is prana? It is your form. What is samana? It is your form. Hey prana, make all your different forms obtaining in different, governing different functions and contributing for the function of different these powers, may you make your form auspicious. Okay? That's the meaning. Which means, may you contribute for my peaceful, healthy, happy life. Therefore, ma utkramihi, may you not, that one sentence implies what? May you not make me suffer, go through suffering and pain, and may you not depart from me. Ma utkramihi, may you remain for some more time. That's implied. Ma utkramihi, may you not leave. Is it clear? Okay.
Yate tanurvachi, yate tanurvachi pratishthita.
Learn properly, okay?
Yate tanurvachi pratishthita. Yate tanurvachi pratishthita. Yate tanurvachi pratishthita. Ya shrotre. Ya shrotre, ya cha chakshushi, ya cha chakshushi, ya cha manasi, ya cha manasi santata, ya cha manasi santata, ya cha manasi santata,
ya cha manasi santata.
Shivam tam kuru, shivam tam kuru, motkramihi, motkramihi. Shivam tam kuru, shivam tam kuru, motkramihi, motkramihi. Yate tanur, yate tanur. Vachi pratishthita,
vachi pratishthita.
Ya shrotre,
ya shrotre.
Ya cha chakshushi,
ya cha chakshushi.
Ya cha manasi,
ya cha manasi.
Ya cha manasi santata,
ya cha manasi santata.
Shivam tam kuru,
shivam tam kuru,
shivam tam kuru,
shivam tam kuru,
motkramihi,
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 motkramihi.
May you make your form the auspicious one. May you not depart. It's the prayer. The last one. See, by listening to all these verses repeatedly, one thing must have come out. Everything, nothing is outside of samashti pranaha. Everything is samashti pranaha means what? Relative sarvatma bhavaha. Isn't everything is prana? And also, a lot of patience also must have come.
Pranasyedam vashe sarvam, pranasyedam vashe sarvam, pranasyedam vashe sarvam. Tridive த்ரிதிவே யத் பிரதிஷ்டிதம் யத் பிரதிஷ்டிதம் மாதேவ புத்ரான் மாதேவ மாதேவ புத்ரான் ரக்ஷஸ்வ மாதேவ புத்ரான் ரக்ஷஸ்வ ஸ்ரீஶ்ச ப்ரஜ்ஞாஞ்ச விதேஹி நஹ ஸ்ரீஶ்ச ப்ரஜ்ஞாஞ்ச விதேஹி நஹ இதி. It's the most beautiful prayer presented in the concluding last mantra. You know, iti means thus prayed all other devas. All other devas prayed to prana devata. So on behalf of all of us, okay, so now we have to pray to the prana. What do we pray? Idam sarvam Pranasya Vashe. All that is here in this world, everything is under the mastery control within the realm of the prana. There's nothing which is outside of prana. Everything is under the control of the prana. Pranasya Vashe. Pranadhinam. Not only here, Tridive Yat Pratishthitam. Tridive. Tridive means what? Even the Swarga. See, this world, all that is here in this world is under the control of prana. And even the Swarga. Why Swarga? To go to Swargaloka, to enjoy the heavenly pleasures also, you need to perform karma. Therefore, Swargaloka also is under the control of prana only. This prana, samashti prana. Nothing outside of samashti prana shakti. What is Swarga Loka? Samashti Prana Shakti. Samashti Prana. What is this Loka? Samashti Prana only. Then, therefore everything, Pranasya Vashe Idam Sarvam, Tridive Yat Pratishtitam, whatever is there in Swarga, whatever is here, everything is under the control of Prana. Therefore, hey Prana, everything under your control, you are everything, and everything is you, nothing is outside of you. You are the only Lord of everything. Therefore, what is the prayer now? Mata, Mata Iva, Mateva means Mata Iva. Like the mother, Rakshasva. See, may you, Rakshasva means, oh Prana, please, may you protect us. Rakshasva, Rakshasva. Protect. Naha rakshas. Naha means us. The naha is the last word. Don't say na. Naha. Na rakshasva. Don't say, okay? Naha rakshasva. Naha rakshas. Naha means asman. Naha. Us. May you protect us. Like what? Like the mother protecting her sons. Girl, daughters also, okay? Like the mother protecting her sons, Mata Putran Iva Asman Rakshasva. May you protect us like the mother protecting her children, her sons. How will you protect us? Simply, protecting means what? Give us lot of money. Shrischa Videhi. That's why it's a very good prayer. Shrischa. Shrischa Videhi. May you confer upon us abundance of all forms of wealth. Shrischa Videhi. See, look at the beauty of Vedic culture. It's not that you don't touch anything, okay? Pray, you will get it. What do you need? Pray. Shrischa Videhi. May you bless us with all forms of wealth. Pragna, not money alone you give me, where if you don't have enough buddhi, how to spend the money will be a problem. Therefore, medha pragnyancha videhi pragnyam wisdom. May you bless us with wisdom. Pragnya here is wisdom, not medha here. Pragnya here is wisdom. So that if you are wise, you will know how to live your life. How to live my life properly. What you need is wisdom. Therefore, pragyancha videhi. Hey Prana Devata Bhagavan, please protect us like the mother protecting her sons and confer upon us blesses with all forms of wealth. And please bless us with wisdom that we will live our lives properly. No, with knowledge of how to live our lives. So, pragyancha videhi. Videhi means please bless us with. Naha, us. Videhi, arunviraha. Isn't it? Videhi. Nice prayer. That's why I didn't want to get up. Okay, I wanted you to do it in Navratri time. I do it not like a class. I thought I do it like a prayer. Okay. Iti, you can say now. Pranasyedam vashe sarvam. Tridive. Yat pratishthitam. Mateva. Putran. Sorry if I delayed you, because I didn't leave you, mainly not to do the class, but to make you do the prayer in the evening. Mateva Putran Rakshasva. Mateva Putran Rakshasva. Rakshasva. Without any hesitation, inhibition, please beg Bhagavan. Rakshasva. Mateva Putran Rakshasva. When you say Mata Iva Rakshasva, not teacher Iva Rakshasva. No? Mata will put up with, accommodate any nonsense of her children, still she'll protect. Okay? Forgive and protect her. That's why. Mateva Putran Rakshasva. Mateva Putran Rakshasva. 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 Shrischa. Shrischa. Pragnyancha. 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 Videhi naha. Videhi naha.
Videhi naha.
Iti. Okay, this is the, okay, with this second answer, I'll sum from tomorrow morning and I'll conclude, okay? Got it now?
Yeah.
You had three questions, you know very well. How many, in fact, the simple fact is what? How many factors, you know, how many principles really contribute for the survival of the physical body? You know, definitely 24. Minus pranas, 19. With the pranas, 24. And then next question was what? Who all really claim the superiority? 19, minus pranas. But who is actually the most exalted? Prana. Therefore, they glorify the prana. Isn't it? So pranastuti is over. This is the Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of samashti pranaha, samashti icha shakti, jnana shakti, prana shakti, samashti jnana icha kriya shakti, rupakaha, samashti prana shakti, Hiranyagarbha, that is such as Hiranyagarbha, and may you meditate upon such Hiranyagarbha. We will see that upasana tomorrow. Okay? Pranasya idam, idam vashe, but when you chant it, pranasyedam. See, for the meaning, idam sarvam pranasya vashe, for the meaning sake. Idam sarvam, idellam pranodaya vashathil irukkirathu. But idam sarvam pranasya vashe pratishtitam. When you say pranasyedam vashe, when you chant it, you should say pranasyedam.
ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ